Key was a prospector and the civic father of a new mining town constructed mainly of canvas and undressed pine. One day, while his burrow was eating pine burrs, Cherokee unearthed a nugget, weighing a full 30 ounces. He staked his claim, and then, being a man of breadth and hospitality, sent out invitations to his friends in 3 states to drop in and share his luck. Not one of the invited guests sent regrets. They rolled in from the Gila country, from Salt River, from the Pecos, from Albuquerque and Phoenix and Santa Fe, and from the camps intervening. When 1,000 citizens had arrived and taken up claims, they named the town Yellowhammer, appointed a vigilance committee, and presented Cherokee with a watch chain made of nuggets. 3 hours after the presentation ceremonies, Cherokee's claim played out. He had located a mere pocket instead of a vein. He abandoned it and staked others one by one. Luck had written him off. Never afterward did he turn up enough gold dust in Yellowhammer to pay his bar bill. But his 1,000 invited guests prospered, and Cherokee was happy to smile and congratulate them. Yellowhammer was made up of men who took off their hats to a smiling loser, so they asked Cherokee to tell him his plans for the future.
Me? Yeah. Oh, I reckon I'll prospect along up in the Mariposas. If I strike it up there, I'll most certainly let you all know about the facts. I never was any hand to hold out cards on my friends.
Well, no, that's true.
In May, Cherokee packed his burrow and turned its thoughtful, mouse-colored forehead to the north. Many citizens escorted him to the undefined limits of Yellowhammer and bestowed upon him shouts of commendation and farewells. He was reminded to consider Yellowhammer his home, a place where he had a perpetual commission for his bed, bacon and eggs, and hot water for shaving, in the event that luck did not see fit to warm her hands by his campfire in the Mariposas. Cherokee's name, by the way, was given to him by the gold hunters, in accordance with their popular practice of doing such things. The majority of the names found among these people were formed out of personal peculiarities. For example, many folks were easily dubbed geographically from the regions from which they confessed to have hailed. Cherokee derived his title from the fact that he claimed to have lived for a time with that tribe in the Indian nation. Such names as Shorty, Bowlegs, Texas, Lazy Bill, Thirsty Rogers, Limping Riley, and California Ed were also in favor. A few vainglorious and shameless people dared to reveal their proper and indisputable names. This was held to be unduly arrogant and did not win popularity. One man who said he was Chesterton L.C. Belmont and proved it by letters was given till sundown to leave the town. On the 20th day of December, Baldy, the mail rider, brought the citizens of Yellowhammer a piece of news.